Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thanks for being here on a Friday, and it's been a week. I'll tell you what, it's been a week. Biden is under increasing pressure to step aside. The hemorrhaging is not anywhere close to being over. It's only getting started. It's not close to being over. But I want to share a couple other things with you, too. I have a bunch of stuff to get to, and it's not all related to the inevitable drop of Joe Biden or the inevitable swap, unless we can get them to stop the swap. And that's what we have to do, is convince them to stop the swap, convince them that's going to happen, and then turn around and say, listen, American people, they're doing this because Joe Biden's going to lose. So please don't let them pull this off. Don't let them fool you. It's the only way we can actually ensure it doesn't happen. Otherwise, we're all going to stand here and you're going to have an I told you so moment when the swap is made. So stop the swap. Stop the swaps. Stop the swap, all right? Now, the other thing, too, is in addition to everything we are discussing, the immigration crisis continues, and it's a big freaking deal. It's the reason why I believe that Joe Biden or Kamala Harris goes down. I believe that. But, you know, there was an interesting tweet put out by our buddy Chris, the greater Chris. When will the her audio tapes be released? And here's the question. What are they waiting for? You know it's going to happen. So when are they going to be released? And he has a poll out right now on social media, and we retweeted this, and I'll share it with you, and you can weigh in on the Greater Chris's poll. Greater Chris is a great guy. One of my favorites, comes to all our live shows. You're all my favorite. I don't have favorites. I'm just saying he's one of them, but so are you. He says the Her interview, Biden classified files investigation audio is leaked July, August, September, or I can't decide. To quote the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, I can't decide. What do you think? July, August, or September. The fact that they have not released these yet, and the fact that Merrick Garland, the attorney general, has them, and on those tapes are clear signs of Joe Biden's dementia, without question. Clear signs of it, and probably devastating. The final kill shot. Is it that? Is it the Hunter Biden laptop? Is it the Ukraine stuff? Is it all the above? Either way, they have it all. It's just a matter of when. But again, the timing of this. So behind closed doors, I'm telling you right now exactly what's happening. Behind closed doors, Joe Biden is having negotiations with them about getting out of this race. And he's going to, but he wants something in exchange. And like all golden parachutes, he's got to make sure he wets his beak in a big way. He's got to make sure he wets his beak. And this is a greedy, greedy man here. He's got a greedy, he's a greedy guy. So they're making their deals on how he can get speeches and how doctor, you always have to say that by law, Dr. Jill Biden can get speeches too and make all this money and maybe a professorship here and maybe a corporate board seat here, whatever it is, to ensure that the money can keep flowing. And the fact that he said last night during his press conference, look, there are other Democrats who can also beat Trump. He's not supposed to say that. That's supposed to be in his in something that they were telling him behind closed doors. But he slipped and he said it because he had a senior moment. No, not even senior. I'm sorry. He had a dementia moment, a major dementia moment. And he said that last night. And so here's what's happening behind the scenes. They're negotiating. Biden is willing to comply with this. And if not, the HER tapes will drop. And if not, the Hunter Biden laptop stuff all comes out and all his corruption comes out, too, and his legacy is destroyed. And he goes out as a man who's lost his mind and worse as a corrupt SOB, which we all know he is. So it's how do you want to go out, Joe? How do you want to go out? That's what's happening right now. And the Robert Hur interview audio recordings are they're devastating to him. Devastating. Without question. And that is what the final kill shot will be if they have to use it. If they have to use it. Now, in the meantime, with all of this happening right now, there's a wonderful ruling from a federal judge, a Trump-appointed federal judge who found a federal law making it a felony to distill spirits at home unconstitutional. You may not know this or not, but you can make wine and beer at home, but not vodka, bourbon, no spirits. It's against federal law. Well, this judge just struck that down and said that's unconstitutional, that the Constitution does not allow the federal government to ban you from making hooch in your home. Now, as a person who makes wine, not in my home, but at my friend's house, you're allowed to make, I think it's 100 gallons of wine for your own personal use, 100 gallons of beer, which I could blow through in a weekend. But you cannot make spirits up until now with this federal judge's ruling. Excellent ruling. Bravo. The United States Constitution does not, should not prevent you from having the ability to make this stuff in your own house. So bravo to this judge. I want to salute him for doing that. The small town of Springfield, Ohio, with a population of 58,000 people, has been overtaken by 20,000 migrants. The mayor and city manager say their town will collapse and they can't survive this. All their city resources are being overburdened. Last year, a migrant killed a little boy in their town. Biden's border policies are destroying cities across America. That's from our friends at Libs of TikTok. Kamala Harris is going to own this border crisis. If she ends up being the nominee, she's going to own this. No doubt about it. She will own this, and she will lose, too, in my opinion. I'm not worried at all about Kamala Harris. However, Jason O'Reilly from The Wall Street Journal thinks Kamala Harris has the chance to inspire more black voters and bring them back to the Democrat Party. I completely disagree with him. I think black voters have had it with the illegal immigration in this country. I think black voters have said enough is enough. They feel that the Democrat Party has completely left them behind. Trump doesn't have to win the black vote, but he's going to win enough of the black vote where it's going to be so detrimental to the Democrats they can't overcome that. They just can't. So I don't care if it's Kamala Harris. I do worry if it's somebody else, some other person whose name we haven't talked about yet or haven't really seriously talked about yet. John Stewart saying the quiet part out loud about Joe Biden. Joe Biden wouldn't be able to do this job, let alone be president. You know, when you lost John Stewart and you've lost Stephen Colbert and you've lost all these other people from Clooney to Rosie O'Donnell being the latest to come out from Hollywood, Stephen King, on and it goes. Every day it's more. Who do you think's behind all this? Cut 16.
Think that you are soft selling the more fundamental aspect of people viewing somebody who, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I don't know of a job interview that you could have gone on and delivered the performance that was delivered by Joe Biden and gotten a job. And I'm not talking about the presidency. I'm talking about like cashier at Home Depot, like a job that you would not think, okay, that is the hardest job in the entire world.
Jen Psaki, Snarks, was on Late Night with Seth Meyers last night. They've also lost Seth Meyers. They've lost the late night fake comedians. They're not comedians because none of them are funny. And all they do is push lefty propaganda out there. And Jen Psaki goes on the show because Jen Psaki is part of the Obama hit squad. Remember, she was with Obama before she was with Biden. So she's part of the Obama hit squad, too. Cut 15.
It does seem by the fact that they keep pressing that they obviously there's an answer they want to hear that is not the one he keeps giving.
Correct. And he's like, no, guys, I've made my decision. I'm continuing to run. It's a little bit of a circle
there. You know, it does seem like, were he not to, the options would obviously be Vice President Harris. There's a lot of governors names to get floated. Like, is there even a way that people are sort of talking behind closed doors about who they think would have a better chance against
Trump?
Donald Trump?
There's lots of talking behind closed doors right now in Washington and around the public. I mean, I'm sure for July 4th, I would try to change the subject with my family and friends to other things. And it was like, yeah, life is fine. What's going to happen with this election? And I think a lot of people are experiencing that. The vice president is the clear alternative for a range of reasons. She is the vice president. First of all, she could use all the money. She could take all the money from the campaign and campaign on it. I think she's an undervalued communicator as well. And she would be the first African-American woman to be a presidential candidate, which is a huge deal. But there's a lot of structural advantages, too. At the same time, I mean, you reference governors, Newsom, Whitmer, Shapiro, Moore. There, for anybody who feels really dark right now, who's a Democrat, there is an amazing crop of people who are going to be running if there's a democracy still around in a couple of years. That is the good thing. But it's harder for them because they would have to inject themselves in and argue that they should skip over the vice president, that they can raise the same amount of money, that they can do the structural, they can match the structural advantages. So I think it's more challenging for them.
Let me ask you a question. You think Psaki Snarks would be saying all this if this wasn't going to happen? You know how her credibility will be destroyed if this doesn't come to fruition? I mean, think about it, right? I have nothing to lose here. I pray to God Joe Biden stays the candidate. And I'm telling you that we need to stop the swap and have an organized effort and tell everybody this is going to happen. Worst case, it doesn't. And we're all good. Best case, it doesn't happen. And we're all good. Worst case is that when they do make the swap, if we're not prepared for this and the American people, they are able to tug on their heartstrings about why Joe can't run, we won't be ready for it. And then that's going to be a problem for us. But Jen Psaki is openly, think about this right now. She's openly sitting there on Late Night with Seth Meyers talking about replacing her former boss, the current president of the United States of America. Just think about that. She's not there sitting there with Seth Meyers going, Seth, that's crazy. He's totally up to the job. I don't know what you're talking about. The fact that Psaki, Jen Psaki, who was Joe Biden's first press secretary, is sitting there having this open conversation, yucking it up over who's going to take over for Joe Biden, like it's a casual conversation over about what's your favorite pizza topping. And you don't think there's anything to that? You don't think it's just normal? You're sitting there with the former White House press secretary and Seth Meyers, a stalwart Democrat, total lefty, previously Biden supporter, sitting there having this conversation like, just a couple of friends catching up talking about which sports drinks you prefer, Prime or Gatorade Zero. I don't know. What do you think? There's advantages to both, I guess. I don't know. I like the flavors of the one, but they're talking about openly replacing the president of the United States of America with a different candidate. Like you're just talking about, this could be an interesting change of pace. You don't think that that's odd? You don't think these people are sticking their necks out so far? You think that people do that without knowing that they're going to be justified in the end? No, hell no. The answer's no. The answer's no, because if Biden prevails, She's dead. She's dead. You don't take a shot at the king unless you know you're gonna hit him. You don't miss. But that's proves to you that Biden is not the king. The actual king is the guy behind the scenes calling the shots, and that's her previous boss before this previous boss, and that's Barack Obama. Because if Joe Biden survives this and winds up even getting reelected, Jen Psaki is done. She can't have a show on MSNBC after purposely going out there and saying all these things about the president of the United States of America. No way. Now, here's what Senator Cruz thinks. I'm not saying I agree, and I know Susie Cool's listening, so take it up with Senator Cruz, Susie Cool, not with me. Cut 23.
I actually predicted 10 months ago on my podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, 10 months ago I predicted they were going to push Joe Biden out and replace him with Michelle Obama. That may still prove to be the case.
I'm not saying I agree. I'm not saying I disagree. That's all I'm saying, is that that's what Senator Ted Cruz said. And you take it up with Senator Ted Cruz if you disagree. OK. All right. Very good. That's all I wanted to say about that. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. But Gavin Newsom, with his slick hair, he's telling people that any message he gets. Oh, don't go to that. OK, I won't go to that. Never mind. What happened? Did the artificial intelligence Gavin Newsom crap out?
No, the link. Yeah, the link is dead. I don't know why they pulled it from X.
They pulled it.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, then there you go. And we'll not play Gavin Newsom. Bottom line is this. He said he's deleting every message that comes into him telling him to run. Every message. Now, this was a very weird message for the Democrat Party chairman to send about Joe Biden. Democrat Chairman Jamie Harrison on MSNBC with Chris Hayes last night. Remember, you'll never see Chris Hayes and Rachel Maddow in the same place. If you do, it's CGI. Cut 11.
Now, you know, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. I don't care how old you are. And in the end of the day, it's about, and we have this great team because guess what? The Constitution provides that if the president can't perform their duties, you got a vice president. And we got a damn good vice president in Kamala Harris, who's been out there fighting day in and day out. They're a team. They've been working together. And so that's the focus. Focus on the mission ahead.
Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. You know what, DeSantis, if you forget to play another sounder, I just want to remind you, tomorrow is not promised to any of us.
I understand.
You have several chances to redeem yourself during this program today.
We have multiple guests. I'll get it right at some point.
That's right. I'm sure you will. I have no doubt about that fact. No doubt whatsoever.
You're more confident than I am.
Well, that's clear. That's very obvious. No doubt about it.
I have the sounder on my screen now. It's just one click away.
One click away.
I'm still going to forget.
How about the audio of that Wisconsin radio station that cut the audio transcript and then deleted what Biden said? We actually have the audio recording of what Biden said. Take a listen. That's that, you need the cut?
Oh, got I it. Have more blacks in my administration than any other president, all of the presidents combined, and major positions, cabinet positions. I don't know if they even call for their hanging or not, but they said they were convicted of murder.
Well, that was the Central Park Five he was talking about, and he was also talking about the fact that his all the blacks and this nonsense. But the fact that this company went along with it, the fact that this radio station went along with it, is everything I've been telling you. The corporate media exists to do the bidding of the government. And big tech's along with it. It's the unholy triad, the dark triad, three-legged stool, and they all work together for their objectives. That's what they do. Ray says, I bet you the Bidens are also negotiating a way for Hunter to get pardoned. Oh, without question about it. That'll be part of it, too. Hunter gets a full pardon because, don't forget, remember something. What's on that laptop, what implicates Hunter Biden, with all the Ukrainian corruption, also implicates the big guy, Joe. So they got to make sure that goes away. Got to make sure that goes away. And it turns out now, oh, this is a good one. Thank you to Chris Eppolito for sending this my way. I'll send this over to you, Matt DeSantis, to play. It is a clip of Reverend Al. Now, normally I would not play a clip of Reverend Al on this program, but just to show you how the tide is changing, how the tide has not changing, the tide is turned, and Joe Biden is being swept out to sea here. He's even lost Al Sharpton. When you've lost Al Sharpton and Rosie O'Donnell in the same freaking day, you know that you've got a problem on your hands. You know you got a problem. Al Sharpton just had a comment regarding the big press conference last night that Joe Biden had. Matt, tell me when you have it, and we'll play it for you. Okay, go for it.
I looked at the press conference last night and said, where are the black reporters? I mean, we're looking at all whites questioning Biden, and black voters supposed to just get in line. So I think that a lot of the people that are stepping out there are taking things for granted.
Al Sharpton pointing out that white Joe Biden only called on white reporters last night at his press conference. You've lost Al Sharpton and Rosie O'Donnell on the same freaking day. You lost Seth Meyers last night. Jen Psaki's out there openly talking about who they're going to replace you with. And yet somehow somebody believes this guy can survive this. Okay. All right. Fine. Fair enough. I believe lots of things. I believe pizza doesn't make you fat if you eat it three times a day. 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, you know, Mama Zeoli discovered Dr. Mike Veneria for our family, and I'm so glad she did. He is such a great guy and a great dentist, and he will give you the smile of your dreams. So what are you waiting for? Go see Dr. Mike Veneria today. So Bridget has a brand new smile, beautiful smile. Her smile was beautiful before, but it's even more beautiful now because she had her veneers replaced with these beautiful new caps. And these caps are really make her smile shine. Dr. Mike is such a fantastic, fantastic person. And I was there the other day getting fitted for my night guard. And I'm really happy about the fact that Dr. Mike is there for our family, all of us. We, from Reagan, Patrick, Claire, Bridget, me, Mama Zeoli, Papa Zeoli, everybody has the great work of Dr. Mike Veneria, and we're grateful for that. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. His staff is wonderful. The people in the office are wonderful. There's great music playing. And everybody there is dedicated to your smile. And the other question I have for you is, have you been to the dentist? Have you seen the dentist? You know, they recommend you go two times a year to go see the dentist. And if you don't, well, make that appointment today. Like I'm talking to you, Tommy. Make that appointment. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. The offices of Dr. Mike Veneria, for 10 years in a row, recognized as a top dentist in New Jersey and the undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Dom Giordano. Get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. It's their Christmas in July sale. That's right. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 70% off site-wide. Treat yourself with savings on heart-healthy omega-3s, pain-relieving anti-inflammatories, natural immunity boosters, and so much more. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 70% off all natural solutions for your highs and lows, from high blood pressure, cholesterol, low energy, testosterone. Rescue's got you covered. Hurry on over. Unwrap the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com. Do it today.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. You may know me from my book, Money Hacks. You may know me from my radio shows. And you may even know me from some of these commercials. But listen, I'm teaching stuff that people need to learn about money. In fact, my favorite topic is money. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and you will learn things about money that you never even knew existed. We will teach you things about real estate, about the stock market, and about how to use your IRAs properly. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you tired of hearing about the recession that's coming? Are you prepared for it? Well, listen, at InvestorSchooling.com, we're going to teach you ways to prepare for the recession that you didn't even know existed. We're going to teach you strategies on how to use real estate. We're going to teach you strategies how to use the stock market properly. That's right, you could even make money in the stock market when the stock market goes down. Hey, go to InvestorSchooling.com and register for a free class this Thursday night, and you will learn all of these techniques. Go to InvestorSchooling.com right now, RSVP for this Thursday. We'll see you there.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Streams are where our kids play. And dogs splash. Many provide the water we drink. But are those streams clean and safe? For most local streams, no one knows. That's a problem. One the Isaac Walton League of America can help you solve with the Clean Water Challenge. To learn more and get involved, visit IWLA.org. That's IWLA.org.
Be sure to follow Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
We'll be right back.
There's a wonderful story in the Philadelphia Inquirer today. It's not often I say that, but it wasn't written by an Inquirer reporter. It was written by a general about a D-Day hero from Philadelphia who's finally being honored after his heroic work on D-Day 80 years ago. So I'll share that with you before the show ends as well. There's a lot to discuss between now and then, no doubt about it. And thanks to, let's see here, Chris Eppolito. Uh-oh, again, breaking, some top Michigan Democrats are skipping President Biden's rally tonight in the state, including Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Senator Gary Peters, Representative Elisa Slotkin, UAW President Sean Fain. Does President Biden have any supporters left in the Democrat Party? Not good. If that story is true, not good at all. We shall see. All right. Joining me now, he is one of the absolute best when it comes to talking about the economy, the state of the economy, which, by the way, last night, if you watch Joe Biden's presser, you were told that inflation is going down. Prices are going down. Is any of that actually true? Well, thankfully, we have our very own in-house economist. He is a research fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget. He is Dr. E.J. Antoni. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Rich, great to be with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. What'd you think last night when Biden said inflation was going down?
Oh, my goodness. Well, fortunately, I did not throw anything at the TV, so I made it through,
well,
I suppose.
Good.
But, you know, it's amazing. If you just don't count the prices that are going up, then sure enough, prices are going down. I mean, you know, Rich, anybody who's trying to buy a home today knows how tough it is, right? And people can tell how much more expensive it is today to try to buy a home versus January 21 when Biden took office. But if you look at the Biden administration's quote-unquote official number, it says the cost is only up about 20%. Tell that to the guy who's trying to buy the median price home today and is literally spending 116% more in just 3.5 years. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, and, you know, I have not seen prices go down at all. And I do the shopping in my family, EJ, and I've not seen them go down. Biden stood up there and said that last night. And I said to myself, You could spin this. I mean, I guess they could spin anything these days, even spinning the fact that they think Biden is coherent. But you can't combine that with actually what people are feeling when they go to the grocery store checkout and they look at the receipt. There's certain things in life you just can't spin, and this is one of them.
Right, exactly. But again, going back to the crazy statistics being put out by this administration, you know, Rich, I don't know a single person who's health insurance costs have gone down. You probably don't either. In fact, a lot of the people I talk to are saying how they can barely afford health insurance because it's gotten so expensive. Well, according to this administration, health insurance costs are down almost 5% over the last year. Again, I can't find literally anybody who's paying less for health insurance, let alone 5% less. But when you have these kinds of crazy numbers in there, that's how you magically get prices declining, according to the Consumer Price Index. And even still, it was literally a 0.1% decline, a tenth of 1%. I mean, that's what they're crowing about? This is ridiculous.
Do you think there's going to be a rate cut soon? I was with a buddy of mine last night who's he's a big financial advisor guy. He thinks that there's probably going to end up being a rate cut soon. And if so, do you think it's going to make much of a difference?
You know, Rich, I would not be surprised if we actually get a rate cut as soon as the end of this month. The reason being is that Powell has proven himself to be highly political. You know, the Fed likes to talk about how they're non-political, right? They say, oh, we're politically independent, we're data dependent. They're neither of those things. And Powell has a track record of that, of being the opposite of politically independent and data dependent, right? The numbers show one thing and he goes and does the opposite. Why? Because it's politically expedient to do it. So we probably are going to get a rate cut. As long as the Fed has political cover, they will do it. Now, in terms of your second question, is it going to have much of an impact? You know, the problem is, Rich, to really, you know, unfreeze this housing market, to really thaw it and get more people to sell their homes and get more builders to increase production, you know, we don't need a 25 basis point or 50 basis point cut. We need a 100 to 200 basis point cut. And there's just absolutely no way they're going to be able to cut that much fast enough, at least to have an impact before the election.
What do you make of that Wall Street Journal story, EJ, that said economists see Trump's plans to raise tariffs and crack down on illegal immigration as putting upward pressure on prices and that he would actually make inflation worse?
Well, look, you know, we can look. It's amazing how people are saying, oh, Trump's policies are going to do X, Y, and Z. He's literally just talking about doing more of what he already did. In other words, we don't have to speculate, Rich. We can literally just look at his record. What was his record? Well, he imposed tariffs and he cracked down on illegal immigration. And what was the result? We didn't have inflation. We had some of the tamest inflation of the last 100 years. So that wasn't an issue. On top of that, we did not see, for example, the same kind of degrading of wages of blue-collar American workers that we have today, because today we have blue-collar American workers trying to compete with insanely low-wage illegal immigrant labor. We didn't have that under Trump. That was a key reason why you had those people not only seeing their wages rise, but their wages rising so much faster than prices.
There's a story today from CNN, and it says the following. It says, unexpected bad news for inflation. Wholesale prices rose in June. Alice Wallace, writing this for CNN Business. Wholesale price inflation unexpectedly accelerated in June to its highest rate since March of 2023. On the surface, the jump in PPI appears to be an unwelcome development for the U.S. economy and the fight to rein in high inflation. And it appears especially jarring, landing one day after the BLS announced that consumer prices fell on a monthly basis for the first time in 4 years. All right, you're the expert. Help us make sense of that. How is it that consumer prices could fall, but wholesale inflation could go up? That makes me think that one of these two things is a fugazi.
Well, one of the things we have to remember, Rich, is that a really important function of business is actually to shield consumers from violent price fluctuations. So, you know, for those who run a business, you know, especially if it's something like a grocery store, they understand how this whole mechanic works, where the prices that they are paying are actually going up and down quite a bit every single month. You'll have 1 month prices spike, the next month prices go down, and they essentially are absorbing those profits and losses on a month-to-month basis and then providing relatively steady prices to the consumer. That's why the price of milk might go up or down 30% in a single month to the grocery store, but they still charge you the same amount. So it's not uncommon, actually, that you can have consumer prices and wholesale prices move in different directions. But when you see this kind of divergence, where it's this much of one allegedly going down when the other spikes, you know, that's just a very good indication that inflation is not dead. The Fed has not done its fight. And again, we have done nowhere near enough to try to bring prices down. Part of that's because the Fed and the Treasury are working at cross purposes today, where one is trying to reduce the amount of money being spent while the other keeps spending more.
Dr. E.J. Antoni is with me from the Heritage Foundation. By the way, is it true that under Project 2025, everyone is going to be forced to smoke cigars first thing in the morning and then again at night?
Not only first thing in the morning, but we're actually going to require a mandatory smoke break in the middle of the night. So no more 8 hours of sleep, 4 hours max, at least a short stogie, and then you can get the next 4 hours.
I mean, I'm actually kind of looking forward to that. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. The other question I wanted to ask you was about housing prices as well. And we're talking about the housing market and the crunch that's there. I saw somebody made the point about saying, hey, you know, if a Fed makes a rate cut, you may want to do some things regarding your home prices. Would you tell people, yeah, now's the time to start refinancing that mortgage? Is it the time to buy a house? What do you think? And is there even the inventory to do things?
Oh, Rich, unfortunately, there really just is not the inventory. If I can take your last question first, you know, we are seeing some of the lowest inventory on record right now. And we have data that goes back decades. I mean, there's just nobody who wants to sell a home today, in large part because if you do, you're going to lose your low interest rate mortgage that countless Americans locked in 2020 and even into 2021. And so when you get these violent swings in interest rates like we've had, you know, it unfortunately really does just completely freeze over the market. In terms of, you know, is it a good time to buy today? Well, believe it or not, as expensive as renting is, you have never had such a large premium attached to owning. In other words, yes, rents are at an all-time high today. I'm not going to dispute that. But the amount extra you would have to pay to own has never been greater compared to renting. That kind of just puts, you know, how unaffordable home ownership is, I think, in perspective. So for those who can wait, they probably should, unfortunately. And there's really no one who can refinance today because there's really nobody who has an interest rate, unfortunately, that's higher than what you can get today if you try to refi.
I saw that you also tweeted out, too, regarding the federal debt. You retweeted Wall Street Silver. U.S. spent a record $140 billion on debt interest in June. On a 12-month basis, that is on pace for over $1.6 trillion. 30% of all government revenues are now going towards interest on the national debt. You probably also saw the story about how the IRS has collected all this record revenue from people who are delinquent billionaires and millionaires, and how that ends up amounting to like 3 minutes of government functions or something like that.
Right, you know, you could literally confiscate the entire wealth of every billionaire in this country, and we would still have $29 trillion in debt. And by the way, it doesn't put a dent in the imbalance in federal finances. In other words, you're still going to have the massive deficits. This idea that we can somehow tax our way out of this problem is silly. And every time a politician talks to you about how they're going to increase taxes, what they really mean is they're going to take more from the middle class, because there's literally just not enough wealth among even all the billionaires in this country to put a dent in this problem. We are just spending much too much money. As you said, we're bringing in record revenue, and it really, Rich, doesn't even matter how much you increase tax rates. You never seem to be able to get more than about one-fifth of the economy in tax revenue. And that was true even when we had marginal tax rates as high as, say, 90%. So the idea that we can somehow, again, tax our way out of this is silly. And, you know, going back to the first thing you mentioned, how much we're spending just in interest on the debt. Yeah, $140 billion in the month of July. You know, I hope everyone can at some point take a look at their pay stub for the month of June, see how much you paid in federal income tax, and realize that over three quarters of it went just to pay the interest on the debt. So we're not building roads and bridges. We're not talking about, you know, hospitals, schools, no military, no Social Security, literally just interest on the debt.
Is it true that under Project 2025, vegans will be sent to Gitmo and veganism will be barred by law?
You know, I hadn't heard Gitmo. I thought we were just going to deport them to any country. I didn't realize it was going to be, yeah, you know, detainment in Gitmo, though. It might get too full too quick.
Very possible. And then I also heard under Project 2025 that men will be forbidden from wearing yoga pants. Sign me up. And if you can also add men cannot wear flip-flops outside of a aquatic environment, I'm also in.
Yes, and then another little known provision is it will be 10 years in prison for wearing socks with sandals.
Good. This is a great plan. I like it.
I don't know why so many people are up in arms about it. I mean, I agree with all this stuff. Oh, they also want to ban pineapple on pizza.
I mean, this is what we need. This is the change we can all rally around. Finally. All right, my friend.
Exactly,
always...
Rich. Again, I don't know why people are up in arms about it. It seems perfectly reasonable to me.
Are you going to be in Milwaukee next week?
No, thank goodness. I have managed to evade that. Do you have to go?
I do, unfortunately. And the hotel that they're paying for us to stay in, our cheap company, I believe that the bed bugs are complimentary, but the breakfast is not.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Hey.
DeSantis did the booking, so blame him, you know.
Figures, once again.
All right, Dr. EJ Antoni, follow him on X at Real EJ Antoni for all the latest economic news. Thanks, my friend. Always great to talk to you.
Likewise, Rich. Always a pleasure.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Want to mention, too, as we continue now, that the lie that Biden said about there are at least five presidents who had lower poll numbers than me who all got reelected, that's a lie. Even Chuck Todd was forced to say that that's not true. No president whose poll numbers were as low as Joe Biden has ever won reelection. So there you go. No candidate whose numbers were as low as Biden has ever got elected either. So Biden told another fib last night, just so you know. I know we're all shocked by that. Listen, one of the things about the economy that I mentioned to you that also President Trump mentioned in his rally the other night, coincidence, of course, is that Americans can no longer afford to take summer vacation. But please, I'm begging you, don't forego your summer vacation plans. Summer vacation is wonderful, and you make so many great memories with the kids. You have a blast. What I want you to do is reach out to my friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, because they make going away so much easier and more affordable. First of all, they give you resort credits that you can use while you stay at the Grand Hotel for food and beverages at Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, even the gift shop. And the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey is a beautiful, beautiful place with a gigantic outdoor heated pool and an indoor heated pool, game room for the kids, and it's right by the beach, right across, right there for you. It's the Oceanfront Grand Hotel. So what are you waiting for? Make your reservation today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And the rooms, suites, and townhouses all have kitchenettes and refrigerators. So it's basically you get the conveniences of a shore house with the amenities of a full-service resort. And book direct with them to get the best rates and the resort credits that you can use to take the kids out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or cool off with a cocktail by the pool bar. Either way, the longer you stay, the more you get back in resort credits to use. And those resort credits, I mean, you're not going to get those with a shore house. And unlike a shore house, you don't have to worry about washing the sheets and the towels either. GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Three names are Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, and the third one being the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. Now, I think of all three of those as probably, if it's true, it would probably be J.D. Vance. He tweeted out something interesting a short time ago. He said there was a letter he presented to the Senate Banking Committee hearing Tuesday as an example of how the swelling immigration numbers in his state of Ohio are reducing the supply and increasing the cost of housing, food security, and safety measures for the community. Since January of 2021, an estimated 12 million people have entered the country illegally, coming from more than 150 countries. Springfield, Ohio's immigrant Haitian population has increased 20,000 over the last 4 years in a community that only had 55,000 previous residents. So he was talking about this. This is part of the housing crisis that we were talking earlier about with our friend, Dr. E.J. Antoni. So I wanted to bring that to your attention today. Don Jr. is introducing the VP nominee at the convention, according to sources, and he apparently is the one pushing J.D. Vance behind the scenes. We'll see. I don't want to speculate because I don't know. I really don't. I can't make that prediction, and I don't want to. I'll predict that Biden is not going to be the candidate. I'm happy to do that. But I won't predict who Trump's going to pick as his VP. I don't know. You know, there's a story. A lot of people are very worried right now about Joe Biden's ability to be the commander in chief. And, you know, interestingly enough, a story was published by Bloomberg and it says not to worry. Only the president can launch nuclear weapons. A Pentagon report says this is amazing. The nuclear football was dangerously close to January 6 rioters. The Defense Department's watchdog was then tasked with reviewing what would happen if it was intercepted. This guy, Jason Leopold, wrote this for Bloomberg. And he did a FOIA request to find out about the football and the nuke. I don't think any of the January 6th rioters were looking to start global thermal nuclear war. But hey, listen, you never know. There were a lot of feds undercover there that day, so maybe. But there's a 38-page report, which remains classified at the top secret level. And only the president can launch a nuclear strike. That's because of a law that Lyndon Johnson, the Freedom of Information Act, he signed in the FOIA into law on July 4th, 1966. But the president has the sole authority to launch nuclear weapons. And the review that was given, the grave national security concerns about the nuclear football being potentially stolen. Like, what would have happened if, you know, the dude with the horns had gotten the nuclear football? So what they found out was this. They said U.S. Strategic Command, which is responsible for U.S. strategic deterrence and nuclear operations, was reportedly unaware that Vice President Pence, his military aide, and the nuclear football were all potentially in danger, and only came to understand the gravity of the incident several weeks later when security camera footage was played on a video exhibit during the Senate impeachment trial. They said it was the first time, not the first time, the nuclear football was compromised. Back in 2017 in China, it was a brawl over the nuclear football with former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. But what they found was that the president, and only the president, has the ability to launch nuclear weapons. And that doesn't make me feel any reassured considering who the president was, but I do find it interesting that this is being published today. The president is the sole authority for the employment of U.S. nuclear weapons. U.S. nuclear forces operate under strict civilian control. Only the president of the United States can authorize the use of U.S. nuclear weapons. And the president's ability to exercise that authority and direction is ensured by people, procedures, facilities, equipment, and communications capabilities that compromise the nuclear command and control system. This system is designed to enable the authorized use of nuclear weapons while also preventing their unauthorized, accidental, or inadvertent use. Operations and activities involving U.S. nuclear weapons were surrounded by layers of safeguards. Now, I read a book on this years ago called Command and Control. And in that book, they emphasized that no one is allowed to dispute the president's order. So it's a federal crime if you do not comply with the commander-in-chief's order to launch. And that obviously makes sense if you think about it, because if the stuff's going down, the president's got a strike, and you don't have the backbone or the fortitude to turn the key or push the button or whatever it is, that's a problem, clearly. So it's up to the president. And there's no one who gets to say, I agree. Again, the movies, if you ever saw War Games, for example, there's the two guys in the bunker, the silos, which they don't really have people in silos anymore. At least we're told that they don't. Who knows? But the two guys are in the silo at the beginning of the movie. The one guy turns the key and the other guy refuses to turn the key. And the one guy points the gun at him and says, turn the key. And then they take the chairs out and they replace it all by computers. And then you have the Whopper, which launches the nuclear missiles. So you take the human element out of it. But there was actually a famous story of a military official who just questioned whether or not President Richard Nixon, if he disagreed with the president's ability to launch or the president's decision, and he was court-martialed for it, just for even suggesting and asking the question. Point is, let's say Joe Biden thought that he was being attacked by China in his sleep and wanted to launch nuclear weapons. I'm serious about this. Nobody can stop him. They really can't. I mean, that's the problem. And you could argue it's a problem. You can say it's not a problem, but it's not like the Joint Chiefs of Staff have to sign off on this or the vice president has to give consent. Nobody. And it's a federal crime if they stand in his way. Now, look, there's obviously laws about, you know, unlawful orders and inhumane orders and all that, but not when it concerns nuclear weapons. Because by their very nature, nuclear weapons are pretty catastrophic. Like, let's say when Harry Truman, for example, made the decision to drop the atomic bombs. If they had not agreed with Harry Truman, that would have been a big problem. So the president has the sole authority to make that order. No one gets to sign off on it. I say that because there's all this talk about Joe Biden's brain is in the news, in addition to the fact that Joe Biden doesn't know who his vice president is and doesn't know who the president of Ukraine is, there also is a real question here. And what happens if there's even an accidental nuclear launch? You know, what happens if that happens? And who knows? I'm pointing that out because I find it interesting that during the 2016 campaign, Hillary Clinton ran a whole bunch of ads with guys who used to be in the nuclear silos. talking about how nervous they were about Donald Trump becoming president, that he would fire off a mean tweet and then, boom, also launch a nuclear missile just to prove a point. And obviously it never happened. But you got to wonder about these things, about the president's mental state when you're dealing with potentially global thermonuclear war, since there's no check and balance involved. The Speaker of the House doesn't sign off. No one. And no one can say no. It's a federal offense to do so. Now, that doesn't mean that someone won't be brave in that moment if they think it's the president has lost his mind. But theoretically speaking, then that person is, if they're a military official, going to be court-martialed. If they're a civilian, they're going to be prosecuted. And you got to let the chips fall where they may. I don't think it's outrageous to just dismiss the 25th Amendment outright. And I think if it comes to that, they'll take him out with the 25th Amendment if they have to. If it ultimately comes to that, they'll use it. He's done. It's just a matter of how. Yeah, that story about, so Joe Biden hates Kamala Harris's guts. I told you that back in the debate when Joe Biden when Kamala Harris went after Joe Biden for being a racist, for hanging out with all his segregationist pals, and for opposing busing in Wilmington. And you remember that famous line? She said, "I was that little girl, Joe." Joe Biden hates her. The Biden people hate her. But it doesn't matter because the Obama people don't. And the Obama people have made their decision and they've got the power right now. The president's power is very limited, with the exception of being the sole person who gets to launch nuclear weapons. And the fact that the chain of command does not allow anyone else to intervene. I would hope that if Joe Biden saw shadows of Khrushchev in the White House and then decided to launch a nuclear strike against Russia, that cooler heads would prevail. But theoretically speaking, under our system, they're not supposed to prevail. And that's, again, designed for a reason, because if the president decides we have to launch, we got to do a first strike, or we have to answer a strike, you can't have somebody who has a weak moment there who says no. It's why it falls only on the commander in chief. But, man, does it not make you think? When this guy's up there and, yeah, he has moments where he's lucid, but he is a lot more where he isn't. And it's the middle of the night stuff that makes me worry. I don't think these calls about the 25th Amendment should be lost on anybody. I think there's a real sense that if they had to use it against Biden as the ultimate failsafe, they would. They would. It's a point where you really do have to wonder about the safety and security of the United States of America. I worry a whole lot more about this guy having the ability to launch than I do about some January 6th protesters getting the nuclear football. It's ridiculous. But nevertheless, the story's in Bloomberg probably today for a reason, right? Dr. Mike Veneria is the story of the hour's sponsor. He's my dentist, my friend, and the master of dental implants. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He'll give you the smile of your dreams, and you will be thrilled. VeneriaDental.com. We got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Three names are Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, and the third one being the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. Now, I think of all three of those as probably, if it's true, it would probably be J.D. Vance. He tweeted out something interesting a short time ago. He said there was a letter he presented to the Senate Banking Committee hearing Tuesday as an example of how the swelling immigration numbers in his state of Ohio are reducing the supply and increasing the cost of housing, food security, and safety measures for the community. Since January of 2021, an estimated 12 million people have entered the country illegally, coming from more than 150 countries. Springfield, Ohio's immigrant Haitian population has increased 20,000 over the last 4 years in a community that only had 55,000 previous residents. So he was talking about this. This is part of the housing crisis that we were talking earlier about with our friend, Dr. E.J. Antoni. So I wanted to bring that to your attention today. Don Jr. is introducing the VP nominee at the convention, according to sources, and he apparently is the one pushing J.D. Vance behind the scenes. We'll see. I don't want to speculate because I don't know. I really don't. I can't make that prediction, and I don't want to. I'll predict that Biden is not going to be the candidate. I'm happy to do that. But I won't predict who Trump's going to pick as his VP. I don't know. You know, there's a story. A lot of people are very worried right now about Joe Biden's ability to be the commander in chief. And, you know, interestingly enough, a story was published by Bloomberg and it says, not to worry, only the president can launch nuclear weapons. A Pentagon report says this is amazing. The nuclear football was dangerously close to January 6 rioters. The Defense Department's watchdog was then tasked with reviewing what would happen if it was intercepted. This guy, Jason Leopold, wrote this for Bloomberg. And he did a FOIA request to find out about the football and the nuke. I don't think any of the January 6th rioters were looking to start global thermal nuclear war. But hey, listen, you never know. There were a lot of feds undercover there that day, so maybe. But there's a 38-page report, which remains classified at the top secret level. And only the president can launch a nuclear strike. That's because of a law that Lyndon Johnson, the Freedom of Information Act, he signed in the FOIA into law on July 4th, 1966. But the president has the sole authority to launch nuclear weapons. And the review that was given, the grave national security concerns about the nuclear football being potentially stolen. Like, what would have happened if, you know, the dude with the horns had gotten the nuclear football? So what they found out was this. They said U.S. Strategic Command, which is responsible for U.S. strategic deterrence and nuclear operations, was reportedly unaware that Vice President Pence, his military aide, and the nuclear football were all potentially in danger and only came to understand the gravity of the incident several weeks later when security camera footage was played on a video exhibit during the Senate impeachment trial. They said it was the first time, not the first time, the nuclear football was compromised. Back in 2017 in China, it was a brawl over the nuclear football with former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. But what they found was that the president, and only the president, has the ability to launch nuclear weapons. Now, that doesn't make me feel any reassured, considering who the president was, but I do find it interesting that this is being published today. The president is the sole authority for the employment of U.S. nuclear weapons. U.S. nuclear forces operate under strict civilian control. Only the president of the United States can authorize the use of U.S. nuclear weapons. And the president's ability to exercise that authority and direction is ensured by people, procedures, facilities, equipment, and communications capabilities that compromise the nuclear command and control system. This system is designed to enable the authorized use of nuclear weapons while also preventing their unauthorized, accidental, or inadvertent use. Operations and activities involving U.S. nuclear weapons were surrounded by layers of safeguards. Now, I read a book on this years ago called Command and Control. And in that book, they emphasized that no one is allowed to dispute the president's order. So it's a federal crime if you do not comply with the commander-in-chief's order to launch. And that obviously makes sense if you think about it. Because if the stuff's going down and the president's got a strike and you don't have the backbone or the fortitude to turn the key or push the button or whatever it is, that's a problem, clearly. So it's up to the president. And there's no one who gets to say, I agree. Again, the movies, if you ever saw War Games, for example, there's the two guys in the bunker, the silos, which they don't really have people in silos anymore. At least we're told that they don't. Who knows? But the two guys are in the silo at the beginning of the movie. And the one guy turns the key and the other guy refuses to turn the key. And the one guy points the gun at him and says, turn the key. And then they take the chairs out and they replace it all by computers. And then you have the Whopper, which launches the nuclear missiles. So you take the human element out of it. But there was actually a famous story of a military official who just questioned whether or not President Richard Nixon, if he disagreed with the president's ability to launch or the president's decision, and he was court-martialed for it, just for even suggesting and asking the question. Point is, let's say Joe Biden thought that he was being attacked by China in his sleep and wanted to launch nuclear weapons. I'm serious about this. Nobody can stop him. They really can't. I mean, that's the problem. And you could argue it's a problem. You can say it's not a problem, but it's not like the Joint Chiefs of Staff have to sign off on this or the vice president has to give consent. Nobody. And it's a federal crime if they stand in his way. Now, look, there's obviously laws about, unlawful orders and inhumane orders and all that, but not when it concerns nuclear weapons. Because by their very nature, nuclear weapons are pretty catastrophic. Like, let's say when Harry Truman, for example, made the decision to drop the atomic bombs. If they had not agreed with Harry Truman, that would have been a big problem. So the president has the sole authority to make that order. No one gets to sign off on it. I say that because there's all this talk about Joe Biden's brain is in the news, in addition to the fact that Joe Biden doesn't know who his vice president is and doesn't know who the president of Ukraine is, there also is a real question here. And what happens if there's even an accidental nuclear launch? What happens if that happens? And who knows? I'm pointing that out because I find it interesting that during the 2016 campaign, Hillary Clinton ran a whole bunch of ads with guys who used to be in the nuclear silos, talking about how nervous they were about Donald Trump becoming president, that he would fire off a mean tweet and then boom, also launch a nuclear missile just to prove a point. And obviously it never happened. But you got to wonder about these things, about the president's mental state when you're dealing with potentially global thermonuclear war, since there's no check and balance involved. The Speaker of the House doesn't sign off. No one. And no one can say no. It's a federal offense to do so. Now, that doesn't mean that someone won't be brave in that moment if they think it's the president has lost his mind. But theoretically speaking, then that person is if they're a military official, they're going to be court-martialed. If they're a civilian, they're going to be prosecuted. And you got to let the chips fall where they may. I don't think it's outrageous to just dismiss the 25th Amendment outright. And I think if it comes to that, they'll take him out with the 25th Amendment if they have to. If it ultimately comes to that, they'll use it. He's done. It's just a matter of how. Yeah, that story about, so Joe Biden hates Kamala Harris's guts. I told you that back in the debate when Joe Biden when Kamala Harris went after Joe Biden for being a racist, for hanging out with all his segregationist pals, and for opposing busing in Wilmington. And you remember that famous line? She said, "I was that little girl, Joe." Joe Biden hates her. The Biden people hate her. But it doesn't matter because the Obama people don't. And the Obama people have made their decision and they've got the power right now. The president's power is very limited, with the exception of being the sole person who gets to launch nuclear weapons. And the fact of the chain of command does not allow anyone else to intervene. I would hope that if Joe Biden saw shadows of Khrushchev in the White House and then decided to launch a nuclear strike against Russia, that cooler heads would prevail. But theoretically speaking, under our system, they're not supposed to prevail. And that's, again, designed for a reason, because if the president decides we have to launch, we got to do a first strike, or we have to answer a strike, you can't have somebody who has a weak moment there who says no. It's why it falls only on the commander in chief. But man, does it not make you think? When this guy's up there, and yeah, he has moments where he's lucid, but he is a lot more where he isn't. And it's the middle of the night stuff that makes me worry. I don't think these calls about the 25th Amendment should be lost on anybody. I think there's a real sense that if they had to use it against Biden as the ultimate failsafe, they would. They would. It's a point where you really do have to wonder about the safety and security of the United States of America. I worry a whole lot more about this guy having the ability to launch than I do about some January 6th protesters getting the nuclear football. That's ridiculous. But nevertheless, the story's in Bloomberg probably today for a reason, right? Dr. Mike Veneria is the story of the hour sponsor. He's my dentist, my friend, and the master of dental implants. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He'll give you the smile of your dreams, and you will be thrilled. VeneriaDental.com. We got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.